This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Kylie Jenner blew her billionaire status by spending $100 million on a huge private jet and multiple real estate deals. Forbes published a bombshell report stripping Kylie, 22, of her youngest ever self-made billionaire title, claiming she faked tax returns and used a web of lies to boost her net worth. So, she's only worth $900 million. Poor baby. Protests erupted in cities across the country in response to the killing of George Floyd, an unarmed black man in Minneapolis who died in police custody on May 25th after a white officer, Derek Chauvin, pinned him to the ground with a knee on his neck. Chauvin has since been fired and charged with Floyd's murder, but unrest continued across the country. Oh, and there's still that pesky coronavirus. A federal judge in Oklahoma has awarded ownership of the zoo made famous in Netflix's Tiger King docuseries to Joe Exotic's chief rival, Carol Baskin, who also featured prominently in the hit Netflix series. Exotic is currently serving a 22-year federal prison term for killing five tigers and plotting to have Baskin killed. Well, congrats, Carol, for not getting murdered. J.K. Rowling has released the first chapters of her new children's story, The Ichabod. This is not a Harry Potter spin-off, Rowling wrote, with all caps and extra emphasis at the start of a 13-tweet thread. The Ichabod was written in fits and starts between Potter books. Rowling describes the experience as the most extraordinary of her writing life. That and counting her millions. Brad Pitt threw a lavish pizza party for his daughter Shiloh's 14th birthday last week, and all her siblings were in attendance. One of Brad's film editor pals put together a video of messages from her family and friends all over the world. He also bought her a vintage Polaroid camera and created a book of all her best photographs from the past few years. Oh, and add guitar lessons too. Brat. Silicon Valley star Thomas Middleditch and wife Molly Gates have split after 4 years of marriage. Gates filed for divorce on the grounds of irreconcilable differences. News of their split comes nearly a year after Middleditch told Playboy that the pair decided to have an open marriage after they tied the knot in 2015. Happy ending? Not this time. Well, maybe for Middleditch. Director James Cameron and producer John Landau arrived in New Zealand in preparation for the resumption of filming of the Avatar film series after production shut down in March. Some 54 passengers were on board a chartered Air New Zealand plane from LA, though they will have to first complete a 14-day quarantine period. Baby steps back to normal. Blue ones. David and Victoria Beckham are feeling a little waterlogged after suffering a flood in their home. The former Spice Girl shared a video of a repairman who came to help out with the excess water, which occurred when someone in the family left the bathtub faucet running a bit too long. Well, after getting dehumidified to within an inch of their lives, all is back to filthy, stinking rich. Normal. This Is Us star Justin Hartley was spotted kissing co-star Sophia Pernis 6 months after his divorce from Chrishell Stoust. They both previously starred on the soap opera The Young and the Restless, although the two did not play each other's love interests. Now Sophia is a main character on CBS's Blood and Treasure. Hopefully, this new couple won't have irreconcilable differences like the last one did. Fox News host Sean Hannity and his wife Jill Rhodes have divorced after more than 20 years of marriage. Hannity, 58, and former journalist Rhodes, 57, were married in 1993 and have two children. Friends say they've been legally divorced for more than a year and separated many years prior to that, but kept it under wraps. Wow, tight-lipped. Unlike his show. Riverdale actor Cole Sprouse opened up about how filming Riverdale will be different in a post-coronavirus world, adding that shooting romantic scenes will never be the same. Sprouse said, quote, "Our show is going to come under a scrutinizing lens in terms of how things are going to change technically. The nature of romantic scenes is going to change quite a bit," unquote. Gee, you think? Madonna attempted to pay tribute to George Floyd by sharing a video of 14-year-old son David Banda dancing to Michael Jackson's song They Don't Care About Us. Her post was met with widespread criticism, with some calling the pop star out of touch. One Twitter user wrote, "Having your adopted black son dance ain't gonna force change to happen," unquote. Zip it, Madonna. 911 star Ryan Guzman is facing major backlash in which he admitted that he uses racial slurs. Guzman said, quote, "I have plenty of friends, black, white, Asian, Indian, and we make fun of each other's races and call each other slurs all the time. There is no racist energy coming from this household at all," unquote. Nothing to see here, folks. Harvey Weinstein, serving a 23-year prison term for rape, was hit with another lawsuit that claims he raped an additional four women, one of whom was just 17 years old at the time. The four Jane Does alleged sexual assaults and rapes that occurred from 1984 to 2013, some after meetings with Weinstein at the Cannes and Venice film festivals. Man, the hits keep coming for Pervo.
The Trash Bin.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are threatening their ex-bodyguard with a lawsuit after he spoke about Kanye's behavior. They've threatened to sue Steve Stanoulis for more than $10 million if he talks about working with them again. The pair sent the former bodyguard, a retired police officer and one-time Chippendales dancer, a cease and desist letter. He's in trouble.
The news wrap-up.
Elon Musk earned his first performance-based payout from Tesla, worth more than $700 million. Apple cut iPhone prices in China to keep the momentum going as the economy continues to reopen. AT&T's HBO Max had a bumpy launch due to confusing branding and limitations on how to actually watch it. Amazon has seen a strong demand for pepper spray. Wow, it's gonna be a long summer.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The Wretched is the top streaming film for the second week.
The number one album.
Lady Gaga's Chromatica enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is the top paid app.
The number one book.
Untamed by Glennon Doyle continues to be the best-selling nonfiction book.
28-year-old Jonathan Lindale Kirk first called himself Baby Jesus, but later changed it to a much more commercial-sounding DaBaby. After releasing several mixtapes between 2014 and 2018, he rose to mainstream prominence last year with the release of his debut studio album, Baby on Baby. His second album, Kirk, did even better, debuting at number one. The album's produced the hit singles Shug, Intro, and Bop. Outside of his own work, he's been featured on songs by Post Malone, Camila Cabello, and Megan Thee Stallion. In April, he released his third studio album, Blame It On Baby, becoming his second consecutive album to hit number one. Here's DaBaby featuring Roddy Ricch with the song of the week, Rockstar.
Going for buggers, I bought a chopper. I got a big drum, I hold a hundred. Going for nothing, I'm ready to air it out on all these niggas. I can see I'm running. She talked to my mom, she hit me on FaceTime just to check up on me and my brother. I'm really the baby, she know that the youngest son was always guaranteed to get the money.
Okay, let's go.
She know that the baby boy was always guaranteed to get the loot. She know what I do, she know if I run from it, I'ma pull it out and shoot. PTSD, I'm always waking up a cold sweats like I got the flu. My daughter, the G, she saw me killing it in front of her before the age of two. And I'd kill another nigga too. Before I let another nigga do something to you. As long as you know that, don't let nobody tell you different, daddy love you.
Let's go. Brand new Lamborghini, a cop car. With a pistol on my hip like I'm a cop. Have you ever met a real new rock star? This ain't no guitar, but this a clock. My Glock told me to promise you gon' squeeze me. Better let me go the day you need me. So bitch, put me on that new, get the bus. And if I ain't enough, gon' get the chop. Brand new Lamborghini, a cop. cop car.
That was DaBaby featuring Roddy Ricch with the song of the week, Rockstar. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.